After initially rejecting the idea and voting against it, the federal government is pushing to get a royal commission into abuse in the disability sector up and running with a sense of urgency. Today, the Minister for Social Services released draft terms of reference indicating the royal commission will examine violence, abuse, neglect and exploitation of people with a disability in all settings and contexts. Advocates have welcomed the terms of reference and say any thorough process will be complex and they expect would run for several years. Graham Innes is the former Disability Discrimination Commissioner. He joins us on Drive. Welcome back to RN Drive, Graham.
Thanks very much, PK. It's great to be here.
You said previously that it made more sense for whoever wins the election to set up the Royal Commission because they'll be, you know, responsible for implementing those findings. Is that still your view?
I think the important thing is that we get a good Royal Commission with appropriate terms of reference rather than that we get a first one, a fast one, I should say. But this is a very good working draft that the government has released. I'm hearing a couple of concerns in the sector, but overall I think they've done a good job on the terms of reference.
Okay, so does that change your view then that it can actually be up and running before a federal election is called?
Well, I'm not sure that it can. I think the government themselves have agreed that it's a pretty tight timetable. All I'm saying is that it's better to have a good Royal Commission than a fast one. So it would be unfortunate if the election meant that decisions were made quickly, which might limit the terms of reference.
The public consultation period for the draft terms of reference is just 2 weeks, yet the government wants people with disabilities to be consulted. Is 2 weeks enough time for all of that?
I think it would be better if there was more time. And I mean, this is one of my concerns about getting a good set of terms of reference in the time available. And I think it would be better if there was an email process for submissions rather than just a survey. And that's the sort of cutting corners that I'm talking about. I think the government is now well-intentioned. They're on board with the Royal Commission. But it'd be unfortunate if it was a lesser commission because of the speed at which it was established.
We know the largest, most vulnerable cohort of people with disabilities are people with speech and intellectual disabilities. What is involved in consulting those people and making sure their views are heard?
Well, organisations of people with disabilities will be consulting their memberships and they'll be feeding into the survey. That's why I say it would be better if there was a submissions process as well as a survey. It is complex to consult with people with disabilities, and 2 weeks is a very short time to do it in. But I mean, I'm already hearing talk in the sector about the terms of reference, so the work is starting and people are on board. As I said, I think it's a good working draft. I've heard concerns about the fact that there's no reference to any form of redress and that it seems to be a forward-focused terms of reference rather than just looking back at what has already happened to people. And a lot of people have done what I immediately did and just compared it to the terms of reference for the Child Abuse Royal Commission. And those are a couple of the things that were in those terms of reference but aren't in the disability ones.
The government was not on board with this process until it faced the prospect of losing a second vote in the House of Representatives. There is a federal election just a few months away. Are you worried there is a political element to this haste?
I'm not really wanting to judge whether there's a political element or not. I am concerned about any haste, which might mean that the commission's not as effective. But look, to take it on its face, the government have come on board with the Royal Commission and they've come up with a good working draft set of terms of reference. The important other factors will be funding. I mean, the Child Abuse Royal Commission was funded to the extent of $373 million. And membership. It will be very important that the majority of members of the commission have lived experience of disability, I think. But apart from those things, you know, I think progress on the terms of reference is good.
Labor wants this specifically to examine the justice system and the education system. Do you agree? And how widespread is abuse in these two areas?
Oh, it's significantly widespread. And I think it's important for the commission to be as broad as possible and for state governments to be on board. Not necessarily only in contributing funding, but in allowing for their areas of function, education and justice being too clearly of those, to be engaged in the process as well.
The Royal Commission will cover abuse in the home. We know a lot of abuse occurs within family units. At the same time, this is very difficult to investigate. Should the Royal Commission be looking specifically at abuse within the family?
Well, I think the terms of reference would currently include that, so that seems to be the view of the government.
And what do you make of that? How difficult is that to examine in a Royal Commission?
It's not going to be an easy task, but people with disabilities need to be protected from violence and abuse. And so if that's where it's occurring, and certainly I've heard stories of it occurring in those places, then there at least needs to be the opportunity for people who make those allegations to come forward.
The Greens want the terms of reference to include a redress scheme, but in previous Royal Commissions, these are dealt with by the commissioners themselves. What's your view on how that should be tackled?
Well, that's not quite correct. The redress is referenced in the terms of reference of the Child Abuse Royal Commission, and I think it should also be included in the terms of reference for this Royal Commission. I think that the sector has already started saying that, and I think the sector's right about that.
What kind of timeline should we expect for an investigation as big as this? Will it take years? What do you predict?
I predict years, PK. I think that there's a lot of, sadly, violence and abuse out there, and stories will be told. And I expect as the Child Abuse Royal Commission took a number of years, this one will as well.
Of course, the Child Abuse Royal Commission did look at many cases of historical abuse. I'd love to hear from you what you think the differences are. Is this going to be very historical? Are we going to see lots of contemporary examples as well?
I think we're going to see both, because I've been told the stories of both. So there are, we know, stories of historical abuse. I think there's less of it occurring now than used to in the past, but I wouldn't say that the problem is by any means resolved. And I think there is contemporary abuse occurring. And it's very sad, but needs to be investigated.
Graham, thank you so much for coming on.
Great to talk with you.
Graham Innes is a former Disability Discrimination Commissioner.